Okay, we're in the middle of the Midah of Zrizus. Zrizus is the positive aspect of Zahirus. Aside from being careful about not doing the wrong things, a person has to be eager to do the right things. We're in the middle of the mitzvah of the midah of Zrizos, and we're starting from the part that says the Hine Shlomo Shina Ma'od. Does everybody have who's following along? Dehine Shlomo Shana Ma'od Bazaraso Alzeh. Speaking about laziness, the major impediment to Zrizus is being lazy. And now he's going to explain describe what laziness is and what the detriments of it are. V'haroso es roa ha'atzla v'hefzer ha'god la'nimshech imena. Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei gives a graphic description of a lazy person and how bad it is and how much a person loses by being lazy. V'omar, in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech said the following. Ma'atshnos, a lazy person says, I'll sleep a little bit. Ma'atnumos, I'll rest a little bit. Ugabok, mahalech rosheich, every step along the way, he's not interested in putting in too much effort. Everything should be easy and come easily, and he's not interested in anything being difficult. Everything has to be, it's easy, I'm willing to do it. And have to rest, and that is the foundation of atzlus, of laziness. Ki hinei ha'atzl, afo pi she'enu osar ra b'kum v'yaseh. Laziness is not something that is bad in a positive way, in an aggressive way. Hinei hu mevi esharo b'shev yal ta'aseh shalom. But by not doing things in the way they should be done, he brings bad upon himself by not doing. Not by doing things wrong, but by not doing the things in the right way. V'omar, gam misrap b'melachto achu l'bal mashris. A person who is lazy, who is misrap b'melachto, means that he does his work in a very loose and lackadaisical way. So he is the brother Lebal Mashchis. A Baal Mashchis is a person who does things that are destructive. And there's not too much difference between a person who does things destructive and a person who doesn't do things in a way that is that's proper and with a lot of enthusiasm. Ki afo pi she'eno ha-mashchis, ha-oses ha-rabi yodav, even though the lazy person is not an active destroyer, however, he's not far from it. He's his brother and his ben gil. Now, ben gilo, the Rashi says there's a Gemara in Megillah that Achashverosh was what's it called? Ochiv shalrosh uben gilo shalrosh. The Rashi says that he was similar. Ben Gilo means that he had the same ideas. So same thing over here. Achiv means there's a similarity between a person who is actively negative and a person who is passively not positive. Doesn't do things positive. There's similarity between them in what the damage is called. And Ben Gilo, basically, they have the same idea. They're both... even though one actively does things wrong and the other one just doesn't actively do things right, but basically they're coming from the same idea. They're not too much interested in doing Ratzon Hashem. So one of them actively rebels against Ratzon Hashem, and the other one rebels by shevi al tasa, by not doing what he's supposed to be doing, by being lazy and not enthusiastic about what he's supposed to be doing. So they're very, very similar. In fact, it says of Ben Gilo, just as an aside, says that a person visits somebody who's sick, takes away a little bit of the sickness. And specifically a Ben Gilo, somebody who's a fits that description, a Ben Gilo of the person who's sick, takes away a 60th of the sickness. So they're all different meanings of what Ben Gilo is. Some say that they were born under the same mazel. They have the same horoscope, what's the word? The same mazel, I get the idea. The others say that they're around the same age, Ben Gilo. Right? Somebody who's same age, his visit is much more beneficial than an older person visiting a younger person, or a younger person visiting an older person, can relate more to somebody of the same age. And another pshat, Ben Gilo, is this idea that they're of the same mind. They have the same ideas. They're similar in their thinking. That's also Ben Gilo. Va'omar od levoyer ros ha'otzel beard shiuri mashi yikrid v'yulad le'inyano yom yom. And then Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei gives a graphic description of what happens, what is a lazy person, and what comes from it. And Chaim Shmulevitz here has a long thing of the idea of what's it called, of graphic descriptions. And we'll go to it in a second. Let me just first, let's see what he says, what Shlomo HaMelech says, and then we'll see what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains why Shlomo says the way that he did. Yeah.
The intention is not to be rebellious, though.
Yeah, because you don't realize that it's important that you do what's right. Right? And you're lazy about things that are important. I'll give you an example. Okay, let's forget about Avodah Hashem. Somebody has a child that needs medical attention. Serious medical attention. Okay? So a person really doesn't like his child, and he decides not taking the child to the doctor. Okay, even though the child's running 107 fever and coughing up blood or whatever, that you would understand is a person who is really mean to his child. But what about the person who's just lazy? Right? I'll go tomorrow, next day. Right? There's probably nobody in Tarim anyway. He starts schlepping to the hospital. He has 107 fever and is coughing blood. So wouldn't you say that the person who's lazy is just as much rebellious against their child as a person who actively refuses to go? Pretty much the same, yeah? Because under the circumstances, being lazy, right, means that you just don't care. So somebody who's lazy in Avodas Hashem, if you look at it the same way, right, with the same importance, means he just doesn't care. It's also rebel. Okay? Va'omar, Old Levi Ros Ha'atzel Bir Tsi'uri, Mashi Yikra V'yulad Le'inyono Yom Yom. What happens to a lazy person? So Shlomo HaMelech says the following.
It looks like Le'inyono.
What? V'yulad Le'inyono Yom Yom, yeah. Le'inyono? Maybe, or maybe Le'inyono. No, Le'inyono. What will come from what he does day by day? What does he say? Do you have nekudos?
Yeah.
And it says leinenu? Could be. Could be. What?
This one.
You have what?
Leinenu.
Leinenu. Okay. Mine doesn't have nekudos, and.
Leinenu wouldn't have you
there. What? No, just the opposite. Leinenu.
Yeah.
Which one? I'm. Oh, in Yono, I hear.
Yeah, in Yono,
yeah. Okay. Asada Isha Tzilavarti. Shlomo HaMelech says, I passed by the field of a lazy person. The Alkerim Adam Chaser Lev. And the vineyard of a person who just doesn't have any enthusiasm. Chaser Lev. He lacks enthusiasm. V'hinei ola kulo kamshonim. You could see, if you don't have any enthusiasm and you're lazy, so you don't weed and take away the thorns from the field and the vineyard, so it's all full of thorns and thistles. Kosu ponav charulim, it's all full of weeds. The echza anochi ashisli bi ra'isi lokachti musar. Next thing is, I didn't just see it, but I thought about it and thought, what is it talking to me? I see the results of laziness. Right? I saw it and I took musa from it. And I understood that somebody who has that kind of attitude, ma'at shnos, ma'at numos, like we said before, a little sleep now, a little rest now, we don't want to overwork, want to do too much. What's going to come from it? Total neglect of what you're supposed to be taking care of, and that neglect is going to ruin the thing that you could have had a benefit from. Uba mishalech reshef. Okay, v'hinei milvad pshuto ashur amiti. Now we're going to go into what, besides the simple meaning, which means you have a field and a vineyard and things you're supposed to take care of, and if you're lazy and you don't take care of them, then they're going to you're going to ruin them, and you're not going to get the benefit from them. The Gemara speaks and says that this is an allegory to people who don't learn properly, who should be learning and be able to get the benefit of their learning, and they don't. They don't learn with any enthusiasm, and they don't put too much effort into it, and Mamela will see that they make tremendous mistakes, and thorns come up in their learning, and in the end they end up doing the wrong things because they don't really know what they learned. Don't really don't benefit from the learning itself. But before we go into that, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz here says a very interesting thing about human nature and how to get, take a lesson from something. You see something, he says like this. It's not enough, first of all, if you want to really work on a midah, and part of it is to see how bad it is to have the bad midah or not to have the good midah. He says the first thing is not to rely on what other people tell you. See it for yourself. It makes more of an impression when you see something for yourself than when you hear it from other people. Therefore, Shlomo Melo said, I went actually to see what the field of a lazy person looks like. I could have stayed home and asked somebody, did you ever see the field of a lazy person? He could have described it. But eino dome ri'i l'shmia, right? There's no comparison between seeing something and hearing about it. So, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shlomo Melo said, I didn't rely on what I heard, what was reported about the field of an also. I went to see it for myself. Elo avarti bi'atzmi davka. The liros b'mo'ein of esasoda ish atzel. So Mamela first went to go see it with his own eyes. Right? There's karma shel chosar lev. To see how bad the results, what comes from being lazy. See it with your own eyes. Okay? And then, he says, even seeing it is not enough. Right, uberia bi'alma lo sagi, ela ve'echze anochi, dehainu ria sheyesh lo chazon v'sbonenus. I saw it and I thought about it. Just seeing it, okay, it makes an impression, but it doesn't make the same impression as if you see it and you think about it while you're looking at it. Look at the results of being lazy. Look at the thorns. Look at the weeds. Look what could have been. Think about it. Okay, so that's the second level. Don't suffice with just hearing about it. If you can witness it for yourself, witness it. But don't suffice just with seeing it in a way that while you're looking, you're thinking. What does it mean? What am I looking at? What did this come from? The arecha chareva oshis libi simas alei. Not just to think, but to put your heart to it. Hi hashova min adas al alei. Now, I think about it intellectually. Then there's a next level. The next level is to take that intellectual understanding and make it real. Make it something that is, you feel. Again, example I always give, intellectually knowing something, but feeling it and really knowing it and where it makes an impression on you are two different things. The wet paint. You know that it's wet paint, but when you touch it and you see it on your finger, You know a lot more. You feel that it's wet paint. It's you experience it. So the first level is don't rely on what you hear. See it for yourself. see it and think about it intellectually. Think about it to the point where it becomes part of you. This is the way to learn Musar. And then then make the conclusions. Okay, now you've what's it called, gotten the impression from what you've seen, from what you've thought about intellectually, from what you now feel emotionally. Now take the conclusions. Okay, so what does it mean? How am I supposed to change? How am I supposed to be different than this? That's the next level. The achrei kechlos hakol ro'ishi lokachti musar. And after all of that, what are the proper conclusions? Then ro'ishi, I saw all of this and lokachti musar. La'achr shesom adover alibo all of liros riya chadosha v'lo l'shtapik b'riya shoysa b'terim som alibo. Then look at it again, right? Ro'ishi, another go after you've thought about it and you feel it and you understand it, and you've taken now, what are the conclusions? What does it mean? What am I supposed to get from this? Then go look at it again. But look at it now in the perspective of all these things that you've gotten from it. Now the looking again is going to make a big, much bigger difference. But Riyah Chadosh Azut to the early day Lokati Musa, that'll bring you to accepting Musa from it and changing your behavior based on what you see, the negative behavior of other people. Ki tachlis hakol hi amosu. V'chol ishtalshlus shel hariya be'enov is bonus v'ashov al alev tzrich lohali dey lekat musa. All of these things, the experience and the intellect and everything, the final bottom line is, what do you take from it that you're going to change? That you're going to use in a way that is real to you, that's going to change your behavior. Shehu akinyan benefesh. That's what you've acquired from this whole process. Sheyarkik me'atzmos midas ha'atzmos. In this situation, that you will stay far away from being lazy. Because you've seen what it means to be lazy. You've seen what the damage is. You've seen what the result is. You've thought about it. You've felt it. And you understood what the conclusions are, what the ramifications are. And then you looked at it again. Now you'll be able to take Musa from it. The tia gnus hamida hazu v'efseda tekua belibo ki yosid baltimot. And then you'll have set in your heart the clarity of how bad it is to be lazy, and you won't be lazy. But without all these stages, it's not going to work. Tremendous lesson in how a person needs to educate himself if he wants to work on various midos. And part of the way of understanding how bad it is by seeing it by people who have those midos. Yeah.
If you go through this whole process when you see other people with whatever they're doing, with their midos, then does that create a situation where the negative part of those actions or midos doesn't affect you? It affects you only in a positive way?
Yes and no. I mean, if you really use it in a positive way, right, then at least during the process it's not going to affect you. It could be that if you're constantly exposed to it after that, it could still have a bad... You know, the Torah says, Shiva is Madaik, I saw that others also say a similar thing. It says that you pass through these idol worship nations. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them in Parshas Nitzavim. You saw their abominations, the words of how abominable and disgusting these idols and idol worship is, right? Kesef izov asherim mohem. And then it says that even though you saw it as disgusting, but if you see it too often, then it becomes gold and silver, and it's not disgusting anymore. So even if you go through the process and you see it as something disgusting, and you use it in a very positive way, if you're exposed to it too much, eventually the negative impression wears off, and you could be enticed to it and see what you saw originally as disgusting and abominable to be silver and gold, and very attractive. So, yeah, during the process, probably it's a very positive thing to see negative things by people and to see what the results are and to take Musa from it. And then to look at it again and get that impression. But if you're constantly exposed to it, it's hard to be involved in this process all the time. That's a dangerous thing. Okay. So the Mesos Yesharim says the Hine Milvad Pshuto Ashiru Amiti, even though the simple meaning is also true, that lazy people ruin their fields, right? Kimashmo Shumashikori Al Soda Hotsumamish, that's what happens to a field and a vineyard of lazy people. Hine Dor Shubo Chachomim Zal, the Chachomim made a drush on this, that it's a hint to something else, an allegory. Medrash Noah, the Zelashonim. Hine Ola Kulo Kam Shonim Shemvakish Perishal Parish Venomotsi. Person who's lazy doesn't want to put in the effort to really understand something properly. So he looks for an understanding, a commentary, an explanation of something, and he can't find it. Doesn't come easily. Kasu Panav Mitoshalo Amo Bahemu Yoshim Matami Satorm, and therefore he satisfies himself with a very surface understanding, and the Mela he gets mixed up, and he makes what's Tame Tar and Tar Tame, Uporig's Gidrin Shal Tamine Chachomim, and because of that he ends up doing things wrong and goes against the Halacha. Kama Onsho Shoze, and that leads to a terrible punishment. Shlomo Pirish Uporig's Gether Yeshachenu Nachash, that a person who breaks down the barriers of the Chachomim deserves to be bitten by a snake. Vihainu Ki Ra Sa'atso. Okay. So that's the allegory. The allegory is, it doesn't only work with fields, it works with much more serious things. Right? How a person looks at the world, how he understands Torah, Halacha, Hashkafa. If you don't want to put in effort and you're lazy, right, you're going to end up neglecting that which will make the thing proper and let it grow with thorns and weeds, and in the end you're going to end up totally distorting things and thinking that you're doing what's right because it's what you learned, but you'd only learned it on a surface level because you didn't want to really put your mind to it and put the effort into it because you're lazy. That's the detriment of laziness. It doesn't only ruin fields and kramim, it ruins also a person's entire outlook and perspective and knowledge of what's right and what's wrong in this world.